Yeah, absolutely. And it's businesses in the main that are losing out here, because what we have is right across Donegal and indeed the rest of the state, we have businesses which were operating at a lower capacity in January and February because of the seasonal nature. Their employees may only have been working maybe one or two shifts, say in a restaurant or in a hotel or a B&B or so on and so forth, and now during the summer months when you would expect that type of activity to pick up, they would be working full week. The problem is that the wage subsidy scheme is based on their income in January and February, and if the employer gives them additional hours, they lose the wage subsidy scheme. For every euro that the employer pays them above what they were working in January and February, a euro is taken off them by the state. This is a disincentive for employers, first and foremost. It's a disincentive to actually for workers to be able to go back to work full-time as opposed to part-time like January and February. And it's a major, major blow, particularly for the hospitality and tourism industry, which Donegal so much relies on, 1 in 8 people employed in that sector.
But they've already lost out weeks of backlog. And with this wage subsidy scheme set to end in August, should we not maybe be considering a separate scheme to target those seasonal workers?
Yes, there is an argument for that, and I believe that the wage subsidy scheme needs to continue for most affected sectors until the end of the year at least. But in the meantime, we have businesses, for example, restaurants across Donegal have opened up their doors as of Monday. They're back working. Many of them are only now finding out that actually their employees will not be able to benefit from the wage subsidy scheme because, as I said, they were only working part-time in January, February, and now they need to be working full-time. And that's completely unfair when you think of, like, others, for example, take RTE, for example. They can benefit from the wage subsidy scheme right the way through. Many other industries and sectors can benefit from the wage subsidy scheme because you haven't had that type of fluctuation in workers' income. So it's absolutely disproportionate. It's completely wrong. It goes against the spirit of what the wage subsidy scheme is about, which is about supporting employers and employees. And it needs to be rectified, and that's why we've been onto the chair of the Revenue Commissioner and Pascal Donoghue, asking him to bring forward amendment to this immediately and make sure that it is backdated.